and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Hope everybody is out there is doing great today, and you've been making progress towards your personal goals and personal success, working on your mental strength, and just charging through life. Today we're going to talk about how that can all come together underneath the umbrella of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is awesome. Enthusiasm is what allows you to accomplish your goals. I'm going to read a couple of quotes here that are just fantastic from Ralph Waldo Emerson. "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." And Winston Churchill said, "Courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm." Don't know if you know, but enthusiasm, its roots come back or go back to the Greeks, where they thought an enthusiast was a person possessed by a god. And so when you think about being enthusiastic, it's kind of divine at some level. When you are really enthusiastic, and inspired is the same way, right? When you're inspired, it's spirit within. And when you get back to those roots, you can see how powerful being enthusiastic or having enthusiasm towards something can be, because it's not just you, but however you want to talk about it, whether it's God, the universal intelligence, the cumulative consciousness, whatever you call it, but there's something more than you moving you towards your goals, moving you towards what you want to accomplish. The key here is that it's not spontaneous. You can create. So the power plant doesn't have the power, it creates the power. So an enthusiast doesn't have enthusiasm, they create enthusiasm. So if you're waiting to be inspired, if you're waiting to be enthused, you're waiting for some external source, and if that source goes, then you don't have that power, which means that you have given your power to an external event, person, place, or whatever it is to invoke your enthusiasm. Enthusiasm comes from you. It's the connection of you with what you love. And when that's, you know, in the four bodies, you have the mental, the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional. And people often ask, well, what do you mean by spiritual? Well, spiritual practice is things that enthuse you, that give you enthusiasm, whether that's playing music, whether that's artwork, whether that's going out for a hike in nature. When you do those things, you feel enthused, you feel excited. And you can take that enthusiasm and then put it towards your career, or put it towards your craft, on what you want to become an expert at. And that enthusiasm will carry you forward, and great things will come. That's where you get into the flow, is when you are enthusiastic about what you're doing. You just are so immersed in it, you just do it over and for hours and hours and hours, and then you look up and like, wow, it's been 3 hours, and you don't even know it. You're in such the flow. So I'm hoping you're seeing how all of these mental strength properties, all these mental strength aspects work together, tie together into helping you reach your personal goals and reach your personal success, and however you define your personal success. But enthusiasm is a key. Norman Vincent Peale has a great book out about enthusiasm, and I can't underemphasize how important enthusiasm is for you in your life to get anything accomplished, whether it's to create a deep, meaning relationship with a significant other, whether it's to become proficient at your workouts or at a sport or at a skill. Enthusiasm is what keeps driving you forward to go to become better and better and better. And if you're losing enthusiasm, that's it. You are losing enthusiasm. Enthusiasm isn't losing you. So think about these words, because then when you know that you are losing it, then you can get it back. It's not someplace out there. Enthusiasm is not out there. There is no enthusiasm in the outside world. You cannot point to enthusiasm in the outside world. Enthusiasm is in your inner world. And you have domain over your inner world by your thoughts, by your self-talk, by the pictures that you hold in your head, your internal representations. So if you are losing enthusiasm, it's most likely because you're having disempowering self-talks. The pictures you're holding in your head are of failure or of not succeeding. And your internal representations, which involve your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, your smells, all of that kind of stuff, is not supporting you. So when you start out on a project and you are enthused about it and you find that starting to wane, stop and think, what am I saying to myself? What am I seeing? Are you seeing the project being completed? Many times what happens is with enthusiasm, we get so inspired and enthusiastic about starting something and we put out there a timeline where we think it should be done, and when it's not done, we lose our enthusiasm. Well, that's the wrong way of doing it, because one, you're setting the timeline, but how did you come up with that timeline? How did you come up with that date? This is up to you. So what if somebody else got their personal goal accomplished within 2 months and you're now on month 8? The race isn't over. You use your enthusiasm until the goal is achieved. You don't set a date for the goal and then if you don't get there, you lose your enthusiasm. Yes, I am a big proponent of smarter goals and putting some lines in the sand saying, I will get this done by this time. And that is fine. And that is required for you to know where you're going towards. And if you don't hit it, that's okay. Keep the enthusiasm going until you do it. Readjust. That's part of the smarter goals, right? Is at the end, it's regroup and readjust. So if you didn't hit it, keep your enthusiasm and move the goal out and then hit it. Come on, this is just because we are in charge of our own creation. So when you set a goal, when you set a timeline to get something done, when you set a time, I'm going to be proficient at this martial art, I'm going to be proficient at this skill by 3 weeks, and you don't do it, great. Look at the progress you made. Be enthusiastic about the progress you made and then reset the goal. Don't lose your enthusiasm. Don't let some outside event that you put down as a timeline. Remember, you put this timeline down there and you can adjust it and you can keep your enthusiasm going. If you lose your enthusiasm, there's no one to blame but yourself. And if you lose your enthusiasm and don't go after your goal and don't go after your personal success or don't go after what you want in life, a life of power, purpose, and passion, there's no one to blame but yourself. You are in control of your own enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm will keep you going and keep you going like the Energizer Bunny. It'll just keep you going and going and going and going. And that enthusiasm, here's where we're going to come back to living a life of power, purpose, and passion, and actually walking your path. When you are living your passion, that is, when you are doing what you love to do, the enthusiasm comes naturally. So if there is things that you are doing and you just have to struggle with doing them, my suggestion is take a look at them and is this really something you want to do? Life is too short. Yes, we have a long time to go, but life is too short to waste your time on doing something that you're not passionate about, that doesn't enthuse you. Ultimately, life is about the emotions that we get from them. We don't want a specific material possession. Yeah, we do want it, but really what we want is that feeling it gives us, that pleasure, that sensation, that happiness that it gives us. So when you are doing something that you love, that power, that passion, that purpose in your life will be revealed and you will be more enthusiastic. You will have that inspiration, that inspire, that divine presence in you to move forward. If you're struggling with whatever you're doing, stop and take a look and seeing if perhaps you can reframe what you're doing so that you can have the enthusiasm, so that you can invoke the enthusiasm within yourself, or take a look at it and going, is this really what I want to do? If you look at what you're doing and it's not inspiring you, imagine doing it for 20, 30 years. And if you can't imagine it, please come on out. Come talk to me. We'll do the Warrior Quest weekend, 2.5 days of intense work. I'll work with you. We'll figure out what it is that you can be enthusiastic about. Come on. It is a transformational weekend. Do that. If you are wondering why you don't have enthusiasm in life, if you're just not enthusiastic, if you're not inspired, you're on a path without heart. You need to be on a path with heart. You need to be living this life full and abundantly and joyously. So this is where enthusiasm comes in, is when you have aligned your power, your purpose, your passion, enthusiasm comes around automatically. But if you're not, and you're struggling, and you have to have 10 cups of coffee in the morning to go to whatever you're doing, if you have to get yourself motivated just so you can peek out for an hour, that's just draining your battery. Enthusiasm recharges your battery. Even if you're doing a strong workout, you get done and you feel great. You feel exhausted, you feel great. So please take a look at what you're doing, and is it charging you? Or is it draining you? Is it providing you inspiration and enthusiasm? Or is it something that you feel you're doing because of obligation? Because many times we've been programmed that we have to do things out of obligation, because we're obligated to our parents who sent us to college. We're obligated to our spouse to do this. We feel we've been programmed so much about this obligation that we have lost our enthusiasm. It's time to take back your own power and your own enthusiasm and begin to reprogram your mind for that. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind.